When the body of teenager William Booth turned up in a mine dump north of Grand Rapids 2 months ago, local residents were stunned to learn the killing might have been gang-related. Booth was stabbed in the head and shot in the chest, allegedly by fellow gang members. A local man has since admitted to stabbing Booth, and he's agreed to testify against other members of the alleged gang. State politicians like Attorney General and gubernatorial candidate Skip Humphrey have held up the Booth killing as an ominous sign for Minnesota.
Gang violence has hit Minneapolis and St. Paul hardest, but tragically that gang crime and violence has spread like prairie fire to all regions of our state. Last month's homicide in Grand Rapids is a tragic reminder of the spread of that kind of gang violence.
But soon after the body was found, authorities in Grand Rapids said as far as they knew, the Booth case was not connected to criminal street gangs from outside of Itasca County. In Duluth, Police Chief Scott Lyons says he doesn't think the Booth killing should be used to prove that big city gangs are taking over northeastern Minnesota.
I wouldn't have used that as a springboard for something, but that's that's me and that's some folks down in the political capital and deciding what pushes people's buttons.
But just up the hill from Duluth Police Headquarters, some residents of the city's Central Hillside neighborhood say authorities are in denial about the extent of the gang problem. Block Club Captain Jerry Pollard says the big city gangs are moving in, and they're intimidating local families.
They don't want anybody to know they're from Chicago, and since they have been here on 4th Street, we have had all kinds of problems with them. They pull knives on people, they threaten and harass anybody, they're trying to take over the neighborhood because once they get a foothold into a neighborhood and they run everybody else out, then they can start bringing their friends in and pretty soon they have a base of operations where they feel that they're virtually safe because they can do anything. This is the way they do it in the big cities and they're trying to do it up here.
Pollard's neighbor, Francine Enderly, says ever since the newcomers flashed a gun at one of her daughters, she's been afraid to let her kids play outside her own front door.
They called me a white bitch and told them they're going to kick my white ass. And one has pulled out a knife, great big knife.
Chief Lyons says he doesn't deny that there is some gun and drug running between Duluth and places like Chicago. But he worries that some residents have latched onto the word gang to justify the racial tensions with black newcomers.
We see that a lot, where people always want to label something. I think in communities of color, there's a tremendous concern, and there should be that the police, or in this case, citizens in cities may say, this is gang-related because I saw a person of color. You know, unfortunately, that's maybe the reality of being in northeastern Minnesota, where the population is so predominantly white.
Still, Lyons says he welcomes the new Duluth area gang strike force and even serves on the statewide criminal gang oversight committee. He says he hopes the strike force will be able to combat what he says is the outstate's most pressing gang problem, what he calls gang wannabes, kids and young adults who imitate gangsters in the mass media and then use weapons to prove they're serious.
We have vice lords, kids vice lords from Ashland or Grand Rapids or West Duluth or Two Harbors or wherever. I mean, it's just the neat thing for kids to say they're part of these groups. But it's a gang's a gang. I mean, however you want to identify them from a state perspective.
Lyons may not get his wish. State statute defines the strike force's target very narrowly as individuals who've been convicted of gross misdemeanors or felonies and who can be shown to be committing crimes for the benefit of an organized gang. That definition leaves out a lot of potentially dangerous suspects. Even the people being held in the Grand Rapids homicide would probably not fall under the strike force's jurisdiction. The statewide commander of the strike force, Ron Ryan, says his agency is not meant to help cash-strapped small-town police departments keep tabs on run-of-the-mill juvenile crime.
The people that might be critics of this situation have suggested exactly that it could be just a money grab.
Ryan says he thinks small-town police departments do have some legitimate gang problems, but he sees it as his mission to make sure that the strike force doesn't get dragged into all-purpose criminal investigations. He says even in the Twin Cities, he's had to rein in some of his agents who've been eager to go after criminals not linked to gangs.
That's one of the things we've really looked at. identify the gang activity here or give it up, you know, give it to somebody else.
Duluth Chief Scott Lyon says he understands this, but he hopes the legislature might let the strike force adjust its mission down the road. And for starters, Lyon says, the strike force will perform a very valuable service just by taking a closer look at outstate gangs and maybe replacing some of the speculation and guesswork with hard facts and figures. In St. Paul, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.